escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, 15 minutes away from the AMA here on a Monday afternoon.
Ooh, yeah.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get the phone lines open. You can give us a call, 404-726-0929. Also want to let you know, cut down day is what every pro football player dreads. But this year, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is celebrating cut down day by giving you a chance to cut down your yard in style. On August 27th at 4 p.m., when the pro football cut deadline hits, we'll be giving one lucky listener a Rolux reel mower. It's a chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style. For contest rules and to enter, visit 92.9thegame.com. Mike Conti joins us now, normally Tuesdays at 11:40, but with everything going on with camp and all that, today David Onyemata was in that spot, so Mike joins us now. Mike, how are you?
I gladly yield to David Onyemata.
It was fun talking to him. If you missed the conversation, rewind on the Odyssey app or subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast. It'll show up in your inbox every single day. All right, preseason game number one behind us. Mike, general thoughts?
Agree with Randy. Like seeing the young defensive pass rush show itself in the limited amount of time that we got to see it. Other than that, I think no major tangible takeaways. Yeah, I mean, Easton Stick did fine. So if there is a battle for QB3, he has certainly asserted himself in that battle, and now we'll see what happens in the rest of the preseason. Remember, as Ava's pointed out correctly, QB3 could very easily become QB2 for this team, so keep an eye on that. But I think the big thing is, and I tweeted this on Friday, really good job. The unsung heroes, Falcons trainers, Grady EMS, the folks at Grady Hospital, rendering aid to that Lions player as quickly as they did. That was very, very scary. I'm sure it was very scary for everyone in the building. And those athletic trainers and those paramedics were true pros. And the immediate aid that they rendered, obviously, was very effective. So shout out to them. I don't think that should be forgotten in all of this.
Yeah, agreed.
What about the kicking job, Mike? Because we were all last week, we were like, hey, Lenny Craig, huh?
It's interesting. And Bo was talking about this on the morning shift today. I guess he and Shock were discussing, and Shock had indicated he had some information that they went with Lenny Craig for the full game because they want to use the kickers in kind of a rhythm situation. They didn't want to alternate and go back and forth.
Oh,
sounds like that's the information that Bo got. So now let's see on Friday if Youngway gets the full game, and then if they do something else in game three. We'll hear from Raheem Morris tomorrow, and it's awkward because of the situation with that that Lions player. We weren't able to have a normal post game by any stretch. They closed the locker room. Raheem Morris didn't really answer any questions. The players weren't made available to talk. Raheem Morris will be made available tomorrow. I have to think he's going to get that question. Okay, we saw Lenny Craig in game one. What's your plan now going forward? What is the status of this competition? Are we to read anything into the fact that Lenny Craig went first before? And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. It would seem more likely to me, guys, that if any offense first team is going to play in a preseason game, it's probably going to be this Friday, even if it is just a limited. By the time you get to next Friday in Dallas, you're kind of playing out the string of the preseason. So if the plan is, hey, you know, the Titans game is going to be as close to a dress rehearsal as possible, then maybe we do see Younghoe Koo on Friday.
I know that they'll probably ask Raheem about this tomorrow as well, but do you think that what happens on Friday as far as who plays is dictated by what happens over the next couple of days in the joint practice? No, the Titans are here to have a joint practice with the Falcons tomorrow and on Wednesday, and then, of course, they play them at Mercedes-Benz on Friday. I wonder how much of like what they're trying to accomplish this week depends on what they do tomorrow as far as Friday goes.
I feel like everyone has been saying that the joint practices are more important than the actual preseason game. The joint practices are where you truly learn the most about your personnel. I can't speak from experience. Randy probably is much more of an authority on that than me, but that's something I've heard repeatedly. Don't worry about the preseason game. Don't worry about the fact that we don't play anyone in the preseason games. It's really the joint practices that matter. So to that degree, Andy, I don't know if any judgments are made based on what happens tomorrow and Wednesday, or if the plan is, hey, we're going to sit everyone, and tomorrow and Wednesday, that's basically going to be their work for the week. And I think we'll get more on that from Raheem Morris tomorrow. Quick little story, by the way. So Saturday night, we get back from Montreal on the Atlanta United trip late. It's like 2:30 in the morning or something like that. And we're taxiing up to the charter terminal, and they have like six or seven buses idling with their four ways on. I'm like, well, that can't be for us. I mean, we don't take a bus from the airport to anything. And right as we get out of the plane, this enormous 767 is pulling up right behind us, and the bus is Tennessee Titans. Huh. The Titans have been here since Saturday night. They played a preseason game in Tampa, and they flew straight to Atlanta, and they are bunkered in at a hotel north of town, and they've just been sitting here kind of chilling since Saturday night. I don't know if they're doing anything organized today, if it's just going to be the practices tomorrow and Wednesday, but I have to think from a morale standpoint, the Titans players are going to be maybe a little salty.
Like, this sucks.
Yeah, like, that can't be fun. Like, you had a preseason game on Saturday. You don't get to go home. You've got to chill in suburban Atlanta for 2 days before you can go out and hit someone again. So I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking that. But I was surprised. I would have assumed maybe they would go home Saturday night and then fly down here to Atlanta today. But they've been here in Atlanta for the last 48 hours.
Mike, the new AP poll comes out. As me and Andy like to say, they make you even more nervous.
Number yes. two. You're number two now.
Yes.
You went from three
yes.
to two.
We went up without even playing. No. Well, look, I mean, like I said, Penn State, we talked about this with the coaches poll. They're going to be, unless they stub their toe against Nevada, they'll be number two in week two regardless because Texas and Ohio State are playing. Again, if it were up to me and I were ranking these teams, Ohio State as defending champions should be number one until they're beaten. Texas as defending runners-up should be number two until they're beaten. And then, Notre Dame as defending runners-up should be number two until beaten. And then Penn State and Texas could be three and four as defending semifinalists until they're beaten. Unless there is a glaring reason where maybe your team's been blown apart by transfers or graduations or something like that. Unless there's a glaring reason, I think you should start the poll the same way last year ended. Sure, you can move Clemson up a bunch of spots because they have everyone coming back, and they were maybe a little bit underranked last year. But I think for the most part, you know, when I look at the AP poll, just like the coaches poll, I don't really see anything glaring that I disagree with. I do see the opportunity for a lot of early season movement because a lot of these teams are going to play each other. Everyone's talking about Texas and Ohio State, which is a huge game. You also have Notre Dame and Miami. the day after, the Sunday before Labor Day, which you can hear here on 92.9 The Game. That's another top 10 matchup. So there's going to be a lot of early movement in this poll, but you know, no huge objections. I probably, if I had a vote, I probably would have put Ohio State number one, but you know, the top five is pretty much the way it should be as far as I'm concerned.
If I had a vote, I would have voted for Washington, and I would have been the only one who did, because nobody else did. We got zero votes for the top 25. It's all right. We're just going to prove everybody wrong.
That's right, baby.
Sleeping on the haters. Mike, we appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
Mike
Conti there joins us usually on Tuesdays, but Mondays this time of year as we are at training camp talking football. Obviously, some Falcons and some college football there as well. I mean, if the glaring thing for Texas is that they lost their quarterback, but everybody thinks the next one's better,
yes.
I guess that's why they're number one.
Definitely.
It's got to be, right?
Definitely.
Like, Quinn Ewers was pretty good. He wasn't great, but he was pretty good.
But, no, definitely. That's why – what did Texas do? Oh, they got a lot of guys come back, spend a lot of money, and they got a Manning.
They got a Manning at quarterback.
All right.
Well, sign me up for the hype, because it's at the very least going to be interesting. I don't know how great he's going to be.
Me neither.
This could be fun to see, though.
Yeah, I mean,
and he plays Ohio State first game.
And one thing about it, I don't think he's going to be bad.
No.
Yeah, I don't think.
I think we've seen enough of him to know that he's not bad.
Yeah.
But like the way that it's being treated is like, you know, tank for Arch, and number one pick, and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, man. We've done that before, and they've been wrong about it. So we will see. But college football is right around the corner. The AP poll came out today, like we mentioned. Texas was number one.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One in both the coaches poll and the AP poll. Georgia was number four in the coaches poll. They had him at five in the AP poll. So
that's right.
They got a little bulletin board material.
That's
basically Herbert. 7-5.
That's what they think about you right here, man.
Exactly right.
That's what it is.
Haven't even played and they're moving you down.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get the phone lines open. 404-726-0929. Load them up here on a Monday afternoon. You can ask us anything. We'll answer as best we can on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.